All right, we're good to go. So we're on Lamed Beis tonight. I'm beginning on Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, 31b in the Mishnah, five lines from the bottom. Okay, Manitin Ha'ochel Truman. Now the idea is, if you eat Truman, never mind about Pesach. If you eat Truman b'shogeg, you have to be Mishalim a Karen and a Chomesh. Now the din by Truma is v'natan l'kohen at a Kodesh. You have to give food. I can't pay money. I have to give food if it's b'shogeg. So, and the way Rabbi Leibowitz explained this, and Rashi has this later on, it's a type of kapara for the person that he ate the truma b'shogeg. If he eats it b'mezid, then he could just be mishalim, and then he just pays, it's like he's like a goslin, he just pays the money. So let's take a look. So the Mishnah says, manitana ochel truman chametz b'pesach b'shogeg. If a person ate truman chametz b'pesach b'shogeg, so Rashi says that he was shogeg eating the truma, but he could have been mezid eating the chametz. In other words, it was Truman, it was Chametz. He says, Mishalim Karen V'chomesh. So notwithstanding the fact that it's Asr Bana'a, he still has to pay a Karen V'chomesh, because that's a different din. It's not a din, it's a din in Kapara. In other words, so he's gotta make up the food. In other words, that's his Kapara, that he wrongfully took food from Truma, so he's got to restore the food to Truma. He's bemazed, but if he ate the truma bemazed, intentionally he ate the truma, so he's patur mi teshlumin may eats him, then he's exempted from teshlumin. Now it's a din, and just like a goslin, just like taking money. So was it worth anything? No, because zasur bana during Pesach. So he's patur from teshlumin, and even if it was truma tmeya, so truma tmeya, so the value would be like the may eats him, like fuel, but he's patur from that as well. All right? Everybody good so far? You good so far, Yosef? Okay, finger up. Okay, let's take a look. So we're two lines to the bottom in the Gemara, Michael. Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. So the Gemara says, Tanana Tam, we learn the Mishnah Masechet Trumot, Ha'ochel Trum B'Shogeg, Mishalim Karen V'Chomesh. This is just the din by Truma. If you eat Trum B'Shogeg, you're Mishalim Karen V'Chomesh, the principal amount, and then you add a fifth. And the fifth is really a quarter. So it really means you pay the principal and a quarter. He says, Echara oche, well, you ate it. Echara shote, whether you drank the truma. On the top line, Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph 32a, he says, Echara hasach, even if you anointed yourself, let's say it was oil, you anointed yourself, and if you look at the Rashi, it says, Sicha kishtia. Sicha is like the same as drinking. That's what Chazal teach us. Echad truma temeya, echad truma tahora, whether it's truma temeya or truma tahora, Mishalim Chomesh, you're Mishalim an extra Chomesh, the Karen and the Chomesh. And we said a moment ago, it's a type of Kapara for you. You know, the Rabbi Leibowitz was saying that, and Rashi has it as well. It's a type of Kapara. He says, V'chumsha the Chumsha. And if you then, you know, B'shogeg ate the Chomesh, you have to be a Chomesh on the Chomesh, because the Chomesh also gets a din in Truma. Okay, so that's where we were up till from yesterday. Okay, so now we're on line three, Alam Be'ezim and Aleph. So Ibayilhu, Kshumishalim, Lafimida Mishalim. Now this is separate from our Mishnah. We're going to analyze the din by Truma and then connect it back to our Mishnah. So Ibayilhu, Kshumishalim, when the wrongdoer, the one who unintentionally ate the Truma, when he wants to make compensation, Lafimida Mishalim or Lafidami Mishalim, does he pay by volume or by value? Again, we said that when you eat Bishogeg, I can't make out a check. I have to give food. Food for food. It says v'natan l'kohen at Kodesh. So when I give the food back, do I pay based on the volume of the food or the value of the food? So the Gemara says kol heichad mikar shavi arba zuzay usof shavi zuza. Let's say the food that he ate initially was worth four zuz, and then the market crashed, and it crashed. Now it's worth only one zuz. So in other words, like prices have gone down. So he says, Loti bayilach, that's not a question. Devadai kidami kar mishalim lafi damim. In other words, we have two tzadim. It's lafi damim or lafi mida. So even if it's lafi mida, the floor has to be the damim. In other words, I can't get a discount by doing lafi mida. I can't, in other words, if I wrongfully ate something that was worth four zuzim, I can't give it back to the Kohen something that's worth one zuz. He says, Delo garo mi gazlan. In other words, he's not worse. He doesn't get more favorable treatment than a gazlan would get. A gazlan's a thief. He says, Ditnan, because we learn in the Mishnah, kula gazlan mishalim kishara gzela. Every gazlan pays as of the time he stole the object. So he can't get like a favorable deal based on market prices. So he's got to at least pay back the value. You know, it can't be worth less than the value. That he can't pay back less than the value. He says, "Kiti ba'ilach to make har shav yuzuza." The question is, let's say the food was worth one zuz when he ate the truma food. Let's say it was a loaf of truma bread, a challah roll. So when he ate the challah roll, it was worth one zuz. It was going for one zuz in the marketplace. With sof shavya arba, and now it's worth four zuz. My lefi mida b'shalem. So does he pay the one challah roll? He says damar le griva achal griva b'shalem. He says I ate this amount, so I have to pay back that amount. He says oh dilma lefi dami b'shalem. Or maybe now he's got to pay back four challah rolls because now. In other words, I didn't say right. In other words, it was for the challah roll was worth one zuz. Now it's worth four zuzim, right? So maybe my lefi mina mishalim, the griba achal griba mishalim, odilma lefi dami mishalim. Maybe I just have to pay back a quarter of a challah roll now. He says bezuza achal bezuza mishalim. Okay, so in other words, in essence, what we're really saying, it seems to me, in other words, if I say lefi damim, then that's unquestionably, I just go straight the value. That's value up, value down. But if it's lefi mida, is that cushioned by the value? In other words, if it's lefi mida, we said I can't get a discount. In other words, if I ate something that was worth
You can't give one.
Four zuz, I can't give something that was worth one zuz. That's definitely a floor. But is it also a ceiling? In other words, so if I ate something that was worth, you know, something that was worth
one
zuz, and now it's worth four, so can I cut it back to a quarter of a roll? So I'm Rav Yosef Tashma. So Rav Yosef says, I'm going to bring a raya from the following brisa. He says, Achal grogrot, if he ate grogrot of truma, and those are dried figs of truma, v'shilam lo tamarim, and he's making it back with tamarim. So he took the grogrot of truma, and he wrongfully ate the grogrot, and he wants to pay back with tamarim dates. Tavo la bracha, zolzayin gebench, so he should have a blessing on him. So the Gemara says, so what does the braisa mean? So iyam rebishleim lefi mida mishalem, if I say that you have to pay back based on the volume, so amtu lahachi tavo la bracha, then the braisa makes sense. Why? He says, the achil griva de grogrot, he ate one griva as a measure of volume of grogrot, of dried figs, the shavi zuza, that was worth one zuz, because he ate griva de tamarim, the shavi arba. And he's paying back with griva of tamarim that's worth four zuzim. So that's tavo la bracha. He's doing well. In other words, even though he's doing well from a religious point of view. Eli amrit lefi damim mishalim, but if you say that he's got to pay lefi damim, amai tavo la bracha. If he's paying by damim, so it's the same value in, the same value out. So he didn't do anything above and beyond the call of duty, so to speak. But if he's paying back more, and he's paying back, you know, lefi mida, so then I can understand it. So we think we have a raya that the truma you pay back lefi mida, even if you're paying back more in money, you pay back lefi mida. That's what we think it's coming out. So Amar Abaye. Leolam lefi damim mishalim. Abaye says, no, I could say that a person has to pay lefi damim, the value. V'yamai tavo la bracha. So why does he get a bracha? In other words, he paid back the same value in tamarim that he ate in grogrot. So why is tavo la bracha? He's giving back the same value. So he says, da'achal midi lo kafis lezvine. He ate something, grogrot. There aren't so many buyers for it, but it's worth, let's say zuz, but it's not so easy to get a buyer for it. He says, "V'kama shalom idi to kavis lezvini." But dates, everybody wants the dates. It's more popular. So in hachinami, the market price for both is the same, but one is easier to dispose of than the other items. That could be why tavo la bracha. That's what the Gemara wants to say. So let me pause for a minute. So again, we haven't resolved this issue. So again, the question is lefi mida mishalim or lefi damim mishalim? Does he pay based on the damim, the value of it? Now, if it's the value, it's just straight the value. But if it's lefi mida mishalim, then sometimes he'll pay back, the same mida, even though it'll be worth more money now. So he'll end up paying back more money-wise, but it's the same mida. You know, so it may come back that way. Okay, who's your questions, comments, to listen, anything we did so far?
If we say it's mida, if he ate something worth... No, if it's damim, if he ate something worth $10, he's got to return something worth $10?
Right, right.
And if it's mida?
If it's mida, then I have to give back the same, at least the same volume, even if it's worth more money.
Even if it's worth more money.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
Got it.
But he can't be worth less money.
Less that's money. What
said. It can't be worth, but it could be worth more.
More and more.
Okay. All right. That's it. Okay. So now we're going to connect it back to our Mishnah. Okay. We're on the eighth wide line on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. All right. Let's take a look. So Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that we just did a few moments ago, Ha'okel Truman Chametz BePesach, if a person, he ate Truman Chametz, in other words, he ate Truma, but it was Chametz on Pesach, he says, B'shogeg Mishalim Keren V'chomesh. So if it was B'shogeg, he's going to pay back the principal amount plus a chomesh, plus a fifth. So we Yamre B'shleim L'fi Mida Mishalim Shapir. So if you're going to understand that you're paying back the volume, so I understand, then the whole pshat makes sense, because why you should have to pay back anything. He says, Eli Yamrit Lefi Damim Mishalim, but if you're going to say you have to pay back Lefi Damim based on the market value of the item that you consumed, Chametz Pesach Bar Damim Hu, is Chametz and Pesach worth anything? It's Asur Bana. So how is it that he has to pay back anything? In other words, there is no value to it. Now again, this could be where he was mafrish the Truma, and he never gave it to the Kohen, but now he's eating it. That could be the case. So the Gemara says, no, it could have a value. Hamani Rabbi Yossi Glilihi. I could say our Mishnah follows the Tan Rabbi Yossi Glili, the Amar Chametz Pesach Mutar Bana, that Rabbi Yossi Glili says that Chametz and Pesach is Mutar Bana. You can get Hana from Chametz and Pesach. So that being the case, it does have a value. It does have a value. Okay, so Ihachi, if that's the case, Ema Seifa. Let's go to the Seifa of the Mishnah and plug it in. He says, "B'meizit patur mina tashlumin v'mei eitzim." He says, "If he ate the truman chametz b'meizit, then he's totally exempt from tashlumin, and even if it was tmeya, he's patur from t'mei eitzim, the value of the fuel." He says, "E Rabbi Yosef Lili, am I patur mina tashlumin v'mei eitzim?" So if we say our Mishnah is following Rabbi Yosef Lili, so again, the way we said is that chametz pesach is asur b'ana. So if it's he's doing a din in paying food for the truma that he ate, that's the din in truma. It's like a type of kapara. It's not working per se with the value, regardless of the value. He's got to pay it back. But if it's working with value and then b'meizid, he doesn't have to pay anything because it's straight value. It's like a goslin. But if you're going to say this is like Rabbi Yosef Lili, who says you're allowed to get hana'a from chametz during Pesach, so then it's not valueless in the meizid case. It does have a value. So why is he patur? So the Gemara says, I'm sorry that Fern's not here. This is what she had raised yesterday. Savar la k'reb nechuni ben akana. It could be that Rabbi Yosef Lili holds like the Tana of nechuni ben akana. The Tani, we learned the Braisa, nechuni ben akana ya oset yom kippur and kishabat l'tashlum and v'chule. This gets in Kimli b'drabba minei. So Kimli b'drabba minei comes out more clearly by Shabbos. In other words, or the let's say I'm a chal Shabbos and I at the same time I do damage to property, so I'm pater from the tashlumin. It's kim le b'drabba minei, right? Like let's say you have a valuable sheep or whatever, and I kill the sheep on Shabbos, so I'm doing malacha by killing the sheep, but I'm pater from the tashlumin because if I damage it or a more clear case would be like this. For a minute, I guess maybe like this. So let's say
you burn someone's fields on Shabbat.
That would be one case, right? That's a good case. If you burn down the field, that would
you shoot somebody and tear his mink coat.
Right, that would be the other good case. Okay, both good cases. So so that would be Kim Levi's Rabbi Minei. So he says Rav Nechumi Nekanya would treat Yom Kippur like Shabbos. Almost so Shabbos. B'meizid, I'm chayev with Edim and Hasra, I'm chayev Misa. That's Kim Levi Rabbinay. Rechunim in Akane says if you're chayev Karet, that's also Kim Levi Rabbinay. So if I'm violating Yom Kippur, with a chiyuve Karet, so then I'm not chayev for the Tashlumen. I'm not chayev for the Tashlumen. I guess that would be, let's say, like I intentionally ate your food on Yom Kippur. So I don't owe you for the food because I'm chayev with the chiyuve Karet. So anyway, but the, now, here with the truma, it's not kared; it's mita b'day shemayim. Now kared is a little more chamor than mita b'day shemayim. One way you could say kared, you die, your kids die; mita b'day shemayim, just you die. That would be one way to go with it. But the point is that we assume that would be the same din. So since he holds, like with accumulated with Rabbaminay, so once you intentionally ate this truma that was Chametz on Pesach, so it's Kimli Raminay, now you're Chayev Karet for it. So you're not Chayev for the Teshlumen to the Kohen, because it was B'mezid. That's the way that would go. So it could be, so we wanted to bring a Raya from our Mishnah that Lefi Mida Mishalim, that you're paying based on the volume, because if you're paying based on the damim, so what Karen Mechomish do you have to pay? So the Gemara says no, it could be lefi damim, but it's going like Rabbi Yossi Glidli, who says that Chametz Pesach is mutar bana. But then how does he understand the seifa? B'mezid, you're totally patur. So why are you totally patur? We thought that it had no value. That's why you're patur. So it's like you're a goslin, but you didn't steal anything. So he says, no, it could be that there is value to it, but it's kimle with rabbinay. Since you ate the chametz, well, you have to assume in the last case that he's eating the truma b'mezid and he's eating the chametz b'mezid. So then it's a kimle with rabbinay. All right? All right. Any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far? All right? All right, moving on. Now, all right, so now we're like 20 lines from the bottom on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. So again, so we had the question with the Truma, do you pay back Lefi Mida or Lefi Damim? So the Gemara says Kitanai. So it seems like we think it's Machloket Tanayim, and now we're going to see the two Tanayim who have this Machloket. So this is a Braisa. So the Braisa says, Ha'ochel Truman Chamis Pesach. If a person eats Truman Chamis and Pesach, whether it's Beshogig or Bemezid, he's totally exempt from payment according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that it's Lefi Damim. So does the Chametz have any value on Pesach? No, it has zero value. So if it's Lefi Damim, so you're not chayev to pay anything back. He says, Rabbi Yochan Menuri Mechayev. Rabbi Yochan Menuri says, no, you are chayev. We think that Rabbi Yochan Menuri holds Lefi Mida Mishalim. So therefore, you're chayev to make Tashlumen with it. So he says, Amalu Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochan Menuri. So Rabbi Akiva said to Rabbi Yochan Menuri, Rabbi Akiva is the one who says that he's totally patur. V'chi ma hana yesh lobo. It means, what hana, like the injured party, the Kohen who lost this truma, what hana would he have? It's Asr Bana. It says, we're zero. He says, "Amar the Rabbi Yochanan Nuri the Rabbi Kiva, Umana yesh la ochel truma tmeya b'shar kohen mod hashana shebishalim." What if somebody eats truma tmeya, you know, during or consumes, you know, truma tmeya during the rest of the year? So what hana is the kohen out from that? So Amar lo in marta b'truma tmeya b'shar mod hashana shav pishen l'ba heter achila yesh l'ba heter hasaka. He's there by truma tmeya, so he can get hana from burning it. So there is hana. There I concede that. He says, Tomar Bezesh ain't lo balo heter achila b'lo heter hasaka. Here, by the chametz, there's no heter achila, there's no heter hasaka. He can't get any hana from it. He says, Halamaza Dome, what is this similar to? And again, this is Rabbi Kiva now. The Trumat Tutim Vanavim Nitma'am. It's like the truma of these berries and grapes that became tameim. Shein lebal lo heter achila v'lo heter hasaka. In other words, I can't burn it. You can't do anything with it. In other words, you can't sprinkle it around to make it more fragrant. It doesn't serve any purpose. Has no value. And then the brisa continues on. But memorim b'mafrish truma v'chmitz. We're talking about you separated the truma and then it became chametz. So while mafrish truma t'chametz divrei kol. If during Pesach you're separate truma and chametz, everybody holds it has no kedusha. Anyway, the basic idea in this braisa, and we're around 10 lines from the bottom on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph Malka. So the base again, let me just bring Malka up to date. Malka, you there? Malka? All right. Anyway, so we're discussing, and welcome Ruth. So we're discussing.
I'm here.
Okay, Malka, I can't even see you. I can't even see you.
I know, my internet's, I got new internet and it's not working. So.
All right, okay. All right. So right. I know a good attorney who can help you. All right.
Yeah, well, I don't need an attorney. I need a...
Her first name is Henrietta. Okay.
Henriette.
All right. Anyway, again, so we're talking about the truma. Is it are you mishalim the truma lefi mida or lefi damim? In other words, if a person wrongfully eats truma, does he pay based on volume or based on value? So we think that's machloket tanaim here in the Braisa. We think that Rabbi Kiva says you pay based on value. So on Pesach, the chametz has no value. So there's no payment. And we think the Rabbi Yochanan Uri says you pay based on volume. So then you do have to make a payment. Okay, so that would be, if that's the case, so it's machloket tanoim. All right, now we're going to learn one more brisa and then kind of summarize everything together. Okay, so 8 lines from the bottom, Amamad Beis Amad Aleph. Tani Ida, we can learn a different brisa, but Tan L'Kohen Adar Kodesh. So it says, Ish Kiyo Kal Kodesh B'Shkagah, if a person eats Kodesh, if he eats Truma B'Shogeg, you know, V'Natan L'Kohen Adar Kodesh, and he has to add a Chomesh to it. And a Kodesh means here the Truma. Okay, so he says, Davar Harui Liot Kodesh. So the thing that he eats and the thing that he, a like thing that he gives back, has to be something that's ru'i to be kodesh, to be truma. Prat la'ochel truman chamis b'pesach, shepatur min ha'tashlum min yaitzim divir blaz ben Yaakov, excluding truman chamis and pesach, that you're off the hook totally. So we think that Reblaz ben Yaakov, he holds that you're going lefi damim. In other words, so it has no value, so you're off the hook with it. That's lefi damim. Reblaz chisma Mechayev. Rabbi Lazar Chisma says you are Chayev, so it's going to come out that he, Rabbi Lazar Chisma, holds like Rabbi Yosef Glili, that you're allowed to get Hana from Chametz on Pesach. So he says, Amar lo Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Lazar Chisma, b'chima Hana yesh lo ba. What Hana does, in other words, is the coin out? In other words, his Truma was wrongfully consumed. So what Hana did he miss out on? He says, Amar lo Rabbi Lazar Chisma, same thing as before in the earlier brisa. What Hana does anybody get if they consume truma tmeya? You can't eat truma tmeya. In other words, the Kohen can't eat it. Shem Shalim, but nevertheless, he has to make compensation. Amar lo, he says lo. Imamarta b'truma tmeya b'shrei yimodashana. Shafu pishul ba'heter achila yesh lo ba'heter hasaka. Daddy can at least burn it. So I understand he gets Hana that way. Tomar b'zu she'ein lo ba lo heter achila lo heter hasaka. He says this he's got no hana from. So Amar lo apazu yeshlo ba heter hasaka shemasako and ritzlof nekalbo masika takatavshilo. If the kohen wants, he could give it to his dog. He could burn it under his dish for fuel. It means he's going like Rabbi Yosef Glili that you can get heter, you know, hana. You can get hana from the chametz on Pesach. All right. So we saw in the first price that we saw two Tanayim, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, and we think that they had the machloket gufa that are you mshalim lefi damim or lefi mida, and if it's lefi damim, you don't own any money for eating trumat chametz on Pesach. And the second brisa, we saw Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says you don't know anything because he's presumably goes that you're mshalim lefi damim, has no damim. And Elazar Chisma says you are chayev, because he always like Rabbi Yosef Glili, you could get Hana from it. Okay, turn the page. Let me just do another 6-7 lines, and I'll pause. Okay, so on Lamed Beis Amud Beis, the top line, 32b, top line. So Amar Abaye. So Abaye says, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan Nuri. So three of the four Tanaim, I was leaving Rabbi Elazar ben Chisma out of it. They all kulu sfir lahu chametz pesach aser bana. They all hold the chametz pesach aser bana. Uvaha pligim. The one who holds that you are chayev to make tashlumin, the Rabbi Kiva Savar lefi damim mishalim. Rabbi Kiva holds you pay worth about the money. It has no value, so you don't pay anything. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri Savar lefi ma mida mishalim. Nuri says you pay by the volume, you don't pay by the value, so then you do have to pay back something. So the Gemara says pshita. It's obvious that that's the way. So the Gemara is analyzing the Tanaim from the first price some more. So the Gemara says ma'od tami Rabbi Yochanan Nuri nami Rabbi Akiva Sfirlei. I could have thought like this. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan Nuri also holds like Rabbi Akiva. The Amar Lefi Dami Mishalim. V'hatam Hayinu Tama. The Kamachayi Mishum Desavar Lak Rabbi Yosef Glili. The Amar Chametz Pesach Mutar Bana. That means there are two potential svaras why you should have to pay money. Either it's Lefi Mida Mishalim. You're paying by the volume, not by the value. That would be one reason. Or it could be that you have to pay back the money. Right, that Chametz Pesach is mutar bahana, so you did take some of your value. So I might have thought in the first brisa, the Gemara says that they all hold that Chametz Pesach is aser bahana, but one holds, the one who says you have to pay is lefi mida. So he says, kamash malan, ve'ema hachanam, isataka, why not? Maybe that is the case. So maybe Rabbi Yochanan Nuri holds that Chametz Pesach is mutar bana. Imke nahadale Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, Rabbi Akiva, keichin nahadale Rabbi Elazar Chisma, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So if that would be the case, then we would expect Rabbi Yochanan Nuri to say, like Rav Elazar ben Chisma said, that because they have the same argument that what's the difference between this and Truman Tamea. So in the first case, he says. So in the second case, he says, "Maritz lefnei kalbo masika tach shilo." You can give it to your dog, or you could use it as fuel. You know, fuel. And in the first price, he doesn't have a response to him. So since he doesn't respond that it has value because you get hana from it, so presumably he doesn't hold it, you get hana from it. Okay, let's just summarize again what we did. So the basic idea we have is is this two ways. Again, if you eat truma b'shogeg, so you have to pay a keren b'chomish, the principal and a fifth, which is really a quarter. You have to, you know, take a food and put it back in the getter of truma, and it has to be the principal and a quarter. We say the principal and a quarter doesn't mean by volume, like, so, you know, is it the volume of what you ate, or is it by the value of what you ate? Is it the fidamim or the fimida? So it came out in the end that the Gemara learns it's machloket tanayim, whether it's the fidamim or the fimida. That's the basic idea. Okay, who's a question that comes to us on anything we did so far? Everybody good?
Now, where is this truma that's chametz over Pesach? Who's holding on to this?
Yeah, so there could be different ukimtas, but it could be, let's say, Reuven, who's a Yisrael. It could be that he was mafrish truma before Pesach, and then it became chametz, and then he never
became chametz when on Pesach it became
no, chametz? But it became chametz before Pesach.
So he couldn't hold on to it. Why is
but
he holding
did.
On to the chametz?
He did. He held on to it, and he never gave it to a kohen. So and then he ate it. You know, that could be
he's over that anyway. He's over holding on to chametz.
Well, maybe he is. You know, what can I tell you? The thing is, it's not exactly his chametz, but
it's just money, Yosef. Yeah.
anyway. All right. Anyway, that's the way I would say with this. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's take a look. Okay. So I'm going on now. We're around 10 lines down. Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis. Everybody with me? It's two dots. All right. So Tana Rabbanan. Now we're moving away from our Mishnah. Skip Pesach. We're just focusing on a person eating truma in a shogeg. So Tan Rabbanan, ha'ochel kezayit truma mishlam keren v'chomesh. If a person eats kezayit, an olive size of truma, you pay the keren v'chomesh. In other words, we're setting the minimum amount. What's the minimum amount that you have to eat to be chayv keren v'chomesh? So the Tanakhama says a kezayit. He says Abba Shul Omer Achehi Bo Shabba Pruta. Abba Shul says. It's lefi mida and lefi damim. It seems like the same thing, right? One holds it's lefi mida kesayit, and one holds lefi damim shavapruta. So my tamid tanakama. What's the reason for tanakama? It has to be kesayis. So amar krav ishko chal kodesh bishkaga v'achila b'kesayit. So Chazal teaches whenever it says achila in the Torah, it always means the default is over a kezias, unless there's some other reason to say otherwise. But it's always achila is always a kezias. So ba'erev tochlu matzah, so you have achila, you know, of matzah. So here it says ishko chal kodesh b'shkagav. A person eats the truma b'shogeg yochal, so kezias, and then he has to add the chamishit the chomesh. Ba'bashul ma'itama amar krav natan. So v'natan la kohen at a kodesh. Torah says he'll give to the kohen at a kodesh. V'natan, he'll give it. V'natina pachot mi shava pruta. Natina has to be at least a shava pruta in order to like register. V'idach nami haktiv yochal. So what does Abba Shul do with the word yochal? And it was his natina has to be a pruta. What does he do with yochal? He says, ahu prat lamazik hu da'ata. He owes yochal, in this case, is teaching me not the din that it has to be kezias. Yochal is teaching me I'm chayva chomesh if I wrongfully eat it. Not if I wrongfully damage it or anything other else. In other words, I'm chayv and tashlumin, not a chomish. The chomish is only if I eat it wrongfully. He says, "V'tanakama haktiv v'natan." What does Tanakama do with the word v'natan? He holds it's a kezayis, but v'natan seems like a pruta. We buy le devar ruy liot kodesh. He says v'natan mean v'natan l'kohen at a kodesh has to be something that's ruy to be kodesh, something that's ruy to be truma. You mean so? One second. Yeah. It means that you have to pay with something fit to become holy. What does he say? 11. Yeah, with produce. That's what it means. Okay, you have to pay back with produce. Okay. Any questions, comments to us? Anything we just did? Are we good? Okay. Here's Fern. Okay. All right, let's give a welcome to Fern. Fern, brucha haba, Fern. Fern? Can you hear me, Fern? Looks like you're driving. Well, anyway, Fern, you're muted, but your question about Kim Levi Rabbi, we just had it here in the Gemara. So that's the story. All right. Well, you're muted right now, but when you're able to talk, we'll talk. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. Okay, so we're on Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, about midway down the column. Okay. Any questions, comments, thoughts? Everybody good?
Oh, I am muted. So what was the answer on Regalachat?
So in Achinami, it's talui on whether karate is like the same as like whether you say Kim Leib Rabbi Ne by karate. So the Gemara said in Wanu Kimta, like that there's a lot of different variables, but according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, it is the same. In other words, Chiv karate or Mita Bidei Shemayim, that's also you say Kim Leib Rabbi Minei. So that's why the Gemara said there'd be a patur in the Mazid case, but in the Shogeg case, so there's no Kim Leib Rabbi Minei. So he'll learn that the Shogeg is totally Shogeg. All right. Let's take a little further. I'm midway down the column on Lomid Beis, Lomid Beis. Okay. So Tana Rabbanan, Ha'ochel Truma Pachot Mikazayit. Now let's say you eat Truma less than a Kazayit. Now, even though it says Tana Rabbanan, they said in the article, this is the Mishnah, but you know, I think this is a Tosfos somewhere that says that sometimes the Mishnayot are referred to as Tana Rabbanan. I think we had a Tosfos like that. So anyway, so Tana Rabbanan, Ha'ochel Truma Pachot Mikazayit, Mishalim Min HaKeren, Min Mishalim Min HaChomesh. If a person eats truma less than a kazayit, he only pays keren, he doesn't pay chomesh. So hechidami, what's the case in the braisa? Idlei be shabba pruta, keren nami lo l'shalim. If it's less than a shabba pruta, why should he even have to pay the keren? In other words, like, gzela is not chayav less than a shabba pruta. There's no din of hashabba gzela less than a shabba pruta. So why does he pay anything less than a shabba pruta? V'id it be shabba pruta, if it has a shabba pruta, Chomesh nami l'shalim. So we think he should also be chayiv in chomesh. So the olam did by shabbat pruta. No, it's worth the shabbat pruta. But filu hachi came in late by kizayit mishalim keren in mishalim chomesh. So it means that the Tana of the Brisa is holding that there's like a twofold requirement that it has to be kizayis and it has to be worth a shabbat pruta. So both of those requirements are filled. So then you're chayiv in keren v'chomesh. But if it's just a kizayis. If it's only Shabbat Pruta, but it's not a Kazayit, then you only do the Karen, you don't mention the Chomesh. Okay, so Merubat and Kamed Rapapa. So the Chamim said, the Talmid Chamim said before Rapapa, Hadaloka Abba Sha'ul. Doesn't seem like the second Brisa is in accordance with Abba Sha'ul. In other words, this Brisa says, in order to have Karen Chomesh, I have to have a Kazayis and I need a Shabbat Pruta. He says, but Abba Sha'ul said, he says, "Diyat Kaba Shul Ha'amar came in Shishba Shabbat Pruta Afgav Leipa Kizayit." Abba Shul said, "Only Shabbat Pruta." So this brisa holds, I need Kizayis and a Shabbat Pruta. Abba Shul says, "Shabbat Pruta alone, I'm Chayav Chomesh." So obviously, it's not like Abba Shul. That's what Gemara thinks. So Amar Lahu, Sir Papa said to these Talmid Chachamim, Amar Lahu Rapapa, Afilu Tema Abba Shul. You can say it's like Abba Shul. Abba Shul Tarti Bai. Abba Shul also has two requirements. So we misunderstood. Abba Shul also says you need Kazayas and a Shabbat Pruta. Umi Bai Abba Shul Tarti. Does Abba Shul really require two? Vahatanan, we learn in a Braisa. It says Tanan, it looks like a Braisa. No, Mishnah. No, it looks like a Braisa. Vahatanya. It should be Vahatanya. Vahatanya, Abba Shul Omer, Etsheish Bo Shabbat Pruta Chayab Tashlumin. It's Shabbat Pruta, he says Tashlumin. Et she'imu Shabbat Pruta, eno chayav Tashlumin. So Amru Lo, now wait a second for a minute. Now this price is in Trumos. So, right, if you inadvertently ate Truma, so if it's Shabbat Pruta, you chayav Tashlumin, not Shabbat Pruta, you're not chayav Tashlumin. Amru Lo, Amru Shabbat Pruta, lenin me'ila, bilvad. They said the din of Shabbat Pruta is only by me'ila. When you're wrongfully using that which belongs to Hekdesh, in order to be chayav the korban me'ila, you have to eat salish shabbat pruta. Aval truma eino chayav sheibo kazayit. But truma is the shear of kazayit. So in other words, you're saying shabbat pruta, we say the shear is kazayit. V'me'ita, now, if the machloket is Abba Shul holds kazayit, and they hold, Abba Shul holds pruta, and the chamim hold kazayit. So So Achi Hebo Kizayas. So it doesn't have Kizayas, you're off the hook. Bimita, but if it's really true that Abba Shul holds you need Kizayas, but you also need a Shava Pruta, if that would be the case, Kimin Shishbu Kizayat Mibayalei. So they shouldn't say, Amrulo, what does it say? They said, Amrulo, lo Amru Shava Pruta. No. He says, Abala Truma, Enochayabat Shehebo Kizay. Trumina Kayevlo has Kizayas. But if they the Chamim hold, and it was Abba Shul also hold, it was the Chamim hold, you need a Kizayas, and Abba Shul also needs Kizayas. So then they shouldn't say Achi Hebo Kizayas. In other words, it sounds like there's not a Kizayas now. In other words, there is a Kizayas, but it's not worth the Shavapruta. The Mita came to Shishpa Kizayat Mibayalei. In other words, they should say, since there's a Kizayas, you're Chayav, even though it's not a Shavapruta, if that's the case. So Tiyufta, so the Gemara says, so it's Tiyufta. So Mimela, the idea is Abgeschlacht, and indeed Abba Shul only requires Shavapruta. That's what we think. Biafra Papa Hadarbe. Now the Gemara is going to prove that Rapapa himself retracted the statement that Abba Shul had a double requirement. So the way we're leaving it right now, Abba Shul says you only need a Shavapruta, and the Chamim held you need a Kizayas. Okay? So the Tanya. Now this rebuttal is a long rebuttal, so you have to be patient with it. And again, we're trying to prove that even Rapapa agrees that according to Abba Shul, you only need a Shavapruta. Not a Kizayas. Vafra Papa Hadarbe. Detani, we learned the Braisa. V'chata b'shkagah. So v'chata b'shkagah is talking about a din in Me'ila. That if the person b'shogeg, he was Moel, so then he brings the korban Me'ilo, and he's Mishalim, Karen, and Achomesh. V'chata b'shkagah, prat l'mezid, v'lo dinhu. So the Gemara says, look, I don't even need the Pasuk. I know this logically, that the korban Me'ilot is only brought b'shogeg. He says, "Umashar mitzvot shechiv behen kareid poter ben an amazed." By other mitzvot that you're chayv kareid if you do b'mezid, so you're chayv kareid b'shogeg. I didn't say right. In other words, you're chayv korban when you do it b'shogeg shechiv ben and shechiv kareid poter ben an amazed. But b'mezid, I'm not chayv a korban. He says, "Meila she'ain ba kareid meila." Doesn't have karet involved with it. In other words, it's less chamor. In odin shapatra and amazed. So in other words, if the chamor mitzvot, I don't get a korban amazed. So the less chamor one, I certainly don't get a korban amazed. And less chamor one, we think is meila. It doesn't have a din in karet. Says lo in marta b'shar mitzvot shekin lo chibahen mita. Now the Gemara is flipping back and forth. In other words, meila we're thinking is less chamor. He says, Shar mitzvot shekin lo chiv ben mita, and there was no mita bidei shemayim. Tomer me'ila shechiv ba mita, but by me'ila, there's a chiv mita bidei shemayim. So now the Gemara is saying me'ila is really more chamor. So the Gemara is going to ask on this. In one sense, we're saying me'ila is less chamor, because there was other things are karet, and me'ila is mita bidei shemayim. So we think it's less chamor. Now it's saying me'ila is more chamor. He says, "Tamalomar b'shkaga prat l'mezid." So I need the pasuk to teach me. Barmeli Rav Nachman Yiskel Rav Chibra Bar Avin Haytan Mikara Limalei Kareid. This Tana initially thinks that Kareid is more common than Mita B'dei Shemayim. So far Limalei Mita, and the end he says Mita B'dei Shemayim is more common than Kareid. Now again, Kareid and Mita B'dei Shemayim are not so different. You could say Kareid is you and your kids die early, and Mita B'dei Shemayim is you die early. But the idea is that Kareid should be more chamor. So he says. He says, "Lo, imar to b'shar mitzvot shekin lochiyah behen mita b'pachot mikazayit, tomar b'meila shechiba mita b'pachot mikazayit." So in the end, he's saying the chumrah with meila isn't the part about mita b'dei shemayim. The nechanami kari is more chamor. The chumrah with meila is that you're chayim mita b'dei shemayim even if you eat less, even if you use less than a kazayis, even if you eat less than a kazayit. So This is what Rav Nachman Yitzchak said to Rav Chiya Bar Avin. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, "I'm like Tanuach Dadcha Shinach Dadati." Zozayin debenched. Now I feel better about the whole brisa. Fine, you explain the whole thing. But Rav Chiya Bar Avin said back to him, "My nichuta, why is everything so well? There's another problem with this brisa. The Rabbah Rav Sheshet Shadu Ba Narga. Rabbah Sheshet, they threw Narga's like an axe. They threw a wrench in the works. Man Shemit Le Da Amar. Top line on Lamed Gimel Aleph." he's a Me'ila B'mita. Who is the Tanu holds that by Me'ila, if you do Me'ila, you wrongfully used, you know, the property that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and you did B'mezid, you get Mita B'dei Shemayim. That's Rebbe. Rebbe holds that way. He says, the Tanya, Hizid B'Me'ila, Rebbe Omer B'mita. Rebbe says, get Mita B'Shemayim. Rebbe learns the Zegzer Shava between Truma and Me'ila. Just like Truma, you get Mita B'dei Shemayim, so too by Me'ila, you get Mita B'dei Shemayim. But Chachamim Omerim Ba'azhar. The Chachamim say, no, it's just subject to an Azhara, a Lav, and you get Malkot. So my Tamad Rebbe, what's the reason for Rebbe who says that you'll get Mita B'dei Shemayim? He says, Amar Rabbi Abahu, Gamar Chet Chet Mi Truma. He learns Gzeir Shava, it says Chet by Me'ila, it says Chet by Truma. Ma Truma B'mita, Af Me'ila B'mita. Okay, so Adkan. Umina, so from here we can extrapolate. Now, Umina, Ma Truma B'Kazayit, Af Me'ila B'Kazayit. So just like Truma, Yam only Chayit B'Ida Kazayis, so to Me'ila, is only if I have a kezias. So one second. So right. So this is the kasha they're asking against the whole hesber. So Rav Chibra Avin was saying the hesber is that by me'ila yichayv mita. The chumrah of me'ila is yichayv mita for eating less than the chumrah of me'ila is that yichayv mita b'dei shemayim for using less than a kezias. But here we're saying that's not true. Me'ila is a kezias. Now umatkif la rapapa. Rapapa is like going to reinstate the whole hesber of Chibra Avin. Umatkif la rapapa mimai de Rebbe karabanan sfirle. Who says Rebbe holds like the chachamim? Dilma ka abba shul sfirle da amar yeshba shavapruta afagav leit by kezias. Maybe he holds that it goes with the shear of a shavapruta, even though it doesn't have a kezias. That's the key thing. That one line is the key thing. In other words, Rapapa himself is saying that maybe the chachamim hold like abba shul that you just need a shavapruta, even though there's not a kezias involved. In other words, that's the way he holds by Truma. That's the way he holds by Me'ila as well. So if it's a Shava Pruta, even though there's not a kezias, so that would be the Chumra, in the Braisa. He says, Vahara Papa Huda Amar Dabashul Tarti Bai. But a moment ago, we said Abashul said you have a double requirement. El Shmomina Hadar Bay. So we see that Abashul retracted his statement because in the end, Rapapa is adducing a proof. Rapapa himself was Chozer, because Rapapa adduces a proof that Abba Shaul holds that you only need a Shavapruta, even though it has less than a Kazayat. Okay, so the basic idea is we entertain the possibility that Abba Shaul had a double requirement for Truma in order to be Chai of the Karen Vachomesh, that it had to be Kazayas and it had to be Shavapruta. And then the Gemara proved, you know, that Abba Shaul only holds you need a Shavapruta, and even Rapapa, who had you know, submitted that he required both, he himself was chozer from that. Okay, any questions, comments to us, anything we did so far, anything?
So everyone agrees you just need a Shavapruta.
According to Abba Shaul. In other words, it's subject to Machlokas in the Braisa, so not everybody agrees, but within the sheet of Abba Shaul, everybody holds it. That's what everybody holds, Abba Shaul holds, yeah. All right, let me see if I have a story for anybody. I could use a little story, so maybe I'll do something here. All right, we'll try a story here and we'll see how this goes, Michael. I haven't read it yet, but we're going to read it together now. All right, I see the face. Okay, now, one of the reasons given for the strictness of the prohibition of chametz is that it symbolizes avodah zarah. An interesting take on this is apparent from the following story. The Abda Rav Zal was very meticulous about the matzahs he used for Pesach. He personally supervised their baking and they were stored in a special place. One year during the hectic pre-Pesach preparations, a pauper knocked on the Rav's door requesting matzah for Yontif. The Rebbetzin asked the maid to please give him from the supply of community-baked matzahs. When the time came to set the table for the Seder, the Rebbetzin realized that a terrible mistake had been made and the maid had given away the tzaddik's special matzahs. Not wishing to cause her husband anguish, she set the table with regular matzahs. No comment was made by the Rav, and everyone thought the switch went unnoticed. A few days after Pesach, a couple came to the Rav with the wife complaining that she could not tolerate living with a husband so lax and keeping the custom of not eating gebruchs, about which her father had been very strict. The Rav asked the Rebbetzin to come into the room and relate what had happened by their Seder. The Rebbetzin, realizing that her husband had noticed the switch, repeated the whole story. Rav then told the couple that chametz is prohibited because it symbolizes avodah zarah. Zohar tells us that when one gets angry, as if he actually serves avodah zarah, expressing anger and bickering over these things was definitely not in order. So it means like this: like the, in other words, Chazal teaches called koes kol minei gehenim sholtim bo. It's like, and like you're angry, it's also like avodah zarah is like involved with you and things like that. So, so he, the Abdur Rav, realized that the wife had switched the matzahs, or somebody had switched the matzahs. But he didn't want to make a whole, you know, scene at the Seder and you know, and inject anger and like avodah zarah at the Seder. And so like the person came later on, you know, and saying the husband was lax with gebrach. So he's saying you got to, you know, chill out and go with the flow. All right, let me end the recording. The recording is ending.